Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
Was the Jingle Dance a response to the Spanish flu epidemic of 1918? That's what University of Minnesota professor Brenda Child wanted to know. There were no known photographs of Ojibwe women wearing the distinctive jingle dress with its rows of metal jingles sewn on the skirt before 1920. And there was also a story Brenda Child had heard growing up on the Red Lake Reservation of a girl from the Mille Lacs Ojibwe community who fell gravely ill. Her father, in a dream, received a vision that revealed a dance and a dress that would cure her. So the father made the dress, and the daughter put it on and danced the dance he'd seen in the dream. And step by step, she grew stronger, finally recovering. Could that story also have been about the Spanish flu epidemic? All that Professor Child knew was that by 1918, Spanish flu appeared, and nearly 1 in 4 Native Americans living on a reservation would become infected, and 2% of them die. Not long after that, Ojibwe women in Minnesota and Ontario began sewing jingle dresses and performing the jingle dance for healing.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.